This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, we've been listening to a message from Jeremiah 6, beginning at verse 10, where Jeremiah said God's people refused to listen to the Lord. They closed their ears. What an analogy. It's like they put their hands over their ears when he spoke to them about God's will in their lives and God's judgment upon their lives. We're going to look at one more verse in this passage, and we're going to wrap it up, but I want you to hear what Jeremiah says to you and to me in 2017. God bless you as you listen to the conclusion of this message, the God who speaks and the people who refuse to listen. One more verse and then we'll close. It's the last one, verse 15. I never thought I would see these words in the Bible. I really didn't, for some reason. Are they ashamed of their conduct, their loathsome, wicked conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They don't even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. Couple of things there. They don't even know how to blush. What does that mean? There are some people who not only do things that are wrong, they don't care who knows. I don't care if you know. I don't care if you know. I don't care if anybody knows. I'm going to do what I want to do. Is that a verse that describes what we see in the media about people today? My life for the world to see? I don't care. I don't even know how to blush. And then I want you to notice what Jeremiah says. He uses a battlefield analogy. He says, so they will fall among the fallen. He's talking about the battlefield, physical battlefield. They will fall among the fallen. But he's not talking about battlefield casualties. He's talking about spiritual casualties and moral casualties. Would you decide today you're not going to be a casualty spiritually and you're not going to be a casualty morally, that you're going to heed the Lord, you're going to listen to his word, and you're going to do the opposite of what God's people did to Jeremiah? You're going to listen. You're going to open up your ears and say, Lord, whatever you have to say to me, I'm open to it. I'm going to listen to it. And if you do that, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Things are going to happen in your life and in your family and in your future that will never happen any other way. I really believe that. And I'm not saying, you know, follow these principles and you get your Lexus and your Cadillac and it's all going to be great. I'm not talking about that. There will be spiritual blessings in your life. It's called healing. Healing of the soul. Healing of your spirit. Your greatest need in life is not to be healed of a physical illness, as great as that may be. Your greatest need, my greatest need, is to be forgiven. To be forgiven. How does it happen? Through Christ. Always has, always will. It happens by coming to him and throwing yourselves, figuratively speaking, at the foot of the cross, and something happens. He forgives. He forgives. Let's pray together. Lord, this is a book of judgment, and there's some strong stuff in the book of Jeremiah, but I want to remind people, actually every week, that the same book of judgment, in chapter 27, you speak and say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There's no husband that can say that about the way he loves his wife in this room today. There's no wife that can claim that for her love for her husband, or parent for a child, or a child for a parent. But the Lord can say it with authority because it's true. You have loved us with an everlasting love. The proof is the cross. The proof is forgiveness. The proof is second chance. The proof is eternal life. All the things that come from knowing you. Lord, bless this decision time in this third service. Anyone needs to come, that's why we're here. It's what our business is all about. We're in the business of bringing people to you one way or the other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.